New segment idea, fake news, but it's not fake news. It's real.
Okay.
So feel bad for the everybody in the world because this isn't fake. This is real.
Fake news.
Okay.
Fake news.
Fake news.
But it's real life. People act so strange these days.
It's Cooper and Anthony.
It's got an opening now.
Of course it has an opening.
Because we have so much fake news where you go, what? No. Thanksgiving dinner, it's going to cost more this year because everything is higher priced.
Right.
So when you think of it, and it doesn't make any sense to me. So it's going to be 14% higher this year. So for 10 people, it's going to be $53 instead of last year was $46.
And this is the year that people have less money as well. So it's like, oh, so you're going to increase everything the one year that we have less money in our pockets? Thank you.
Okay. Why are turkeys 24% higher than last year? There's no turkeys on a barge.
Nope, that's true.
The turkeys come from down the street. So you can't tell me that they're on a barge in the middle of the Hudson waiting to dock. Because
right.
No, they're here. We grow them here. So I don't know why turkeys have gone up 24% in the past year.
Right. What would be the reason?
Yeah, I don't know. Just for no reason.
No, they have to. They're caught up in the supply chain somehow.
Yeah, I don't know. It's just because they can. Because everything is more expensive. So I guess they're charging more for that. Over 500,000 Americans have lost their sense of smell permanently because of COVID.
Permanently? I didn't know that.
It's gone. 1.6 million people no longer can smell. Good news for you, but...
yeah, those are my new friends, so that way I can hang around with them. It's like, oh, how long has it been since you've showered? I don't know. You'll never know.
Yeah, so they don't have smell no more. That's the downside of getting the COVID is you thought you couldn't taste and smell, but that's going to last your whole life.
Find me those people. Those are my new friends.
They're probably all in New York because that's great. New York is probably New York would almost be perfect for me if it didn't smell like piss. I would be like, I like it here. It smells
right.
Good. A man wins $25,000 a year for life. By using the same lotto numbers he's been using for 4 years.
Oh, that's so smart.
So for 4 years, he's done nothing but 5, 7, 11, 21, 29. And finally, 4 years into it, he won. $25,000 a year for life from the Michigan Lottery.
I wonder how much he invested in order to get that $25,000. Like, is it a good investment? Did he spend $50,000?
Yeah, that would be... $2 a week. So that's
for 4 years.
That's like, you know, $800.
Yeah, right. Good point. So he definitely, that's a win.
Yeah, he got the lump sum of $390,000.
Wow, what?
Yeah, so, I don't know. I sound like what's his face now? Would you take the $390,000 or would you take the $25,000 for life?
Depends on how old you are.
Yeah.
If you're young, you take the $25,000. If you're older, you don't know how much longer you're going to be around. Give me the lump sum.
Denver has shattered a snow record already this year.
No.
For not one flake falling.
Okay. I was going to say.
So far, they've shattered a record that not one snowflake has fallen in Denver.
So by now, Denver would have had snow, you're saying?
They would be plowed under, but they haven't even seen it. So, yeah, global warming is not happening. It's fake news.
Welcome to Florida, Denver.
A couple vanished after stealing COVID-19 relief funds.
Oh,
so they stole all of this COVID-19 relief funds. They have three kids, 13, 15, and 16.
Mm.
So, did they take the kids? No.
They left
a note for the kids and said, "We will be together again one day. This is not goodbye, but a brief break from each other." So they left their kids.
Break from your children. So they were on a break. They're Ross and Rachel with their kids.
Yeah. So they took the money. They ran without the kids.
Oh, my God. That sounds like my dream. Whoa. Wait. So what happened to the kids? Does it say where the kids are going? Are they in foster care? Did an aunt take them? What happened?
The couple still have not been found.
You know, I guess if you're somebody who's going to steal relief funds from people that really need it, you're probably
a piece of shit.
Those kids. Yeah, you did those kids a favor. Like they need better parents than you.
See, I don't understand this. This happens all the time when restaurants have all you can eat.
Right.
And then they say, you got to leave. You eat too much. So this guy in China was... He was eating at a buffet and he just ate so much and drank so much. They said, you can't come here no more.
But all you can eat.
He drank 30 bottles of soy milk. So,
oh, no.
You know, when you go up to, well, you don't know because you've never been to a buffet in the past 30 years. But
no,
they have the metal pans.
Oh, yeah.
That they put the food in. Instead of going up to the metal pan and taking a few shrimp out, he would take the whole metal pan.
Oh my God. And then eat the whole thing.
Yeah, he would eat it all. See, that's the thing that pisses me off is he didn't have any waste. He ate the whole thing. So he ate a lot, but he ate it all.
You can't have the competitive eaters come in there. Like if you're doing all you can eat, you got to make sure that people coming in are not competitive eaters. Because what you're talking about is competitive eating levels. Like, nobody can drink that much soy milk or eat that much food unless they're, like, championship eaters. That's not regular people stuff.
But then don't have an all-you-can-eat buffet. You know, right. If you have an all-you-can-eat buffet and somebody 700 pounds walks in there or Joey Chestnut and they're going to eat, you got to say, okay, come on. Because those places have to throw away a ton of food.
Right. And more than that, it all evens out because then you get somebody like me who comes in. I had gone to an all you can eat buffet years ago with my family. And you know me, I don't really eat much anyway. And there was nothing on the buffet that looked good to me. So I just took a little salad that I picked at. But I had to pay the full price. So you get or children come in and children don't eat that much. So they have to pay full price, whatever the child's price is. But still, it's full price. So in the end, the restaurant doesn't lose money. You can't kick somebody out for eating too much. Sorry.
Yeah, you paid $30 for salad. Netflix is an evil bastard, by the way. Netflix is going to produce a 10-episode comedy series set in the last Blockbuster video.
Oh, that's awesome.
No, that's horrible. That's like
Why?
If you kill your wife. And then come out with a comedy series about on top of her casket.
I see your point. Yeah, right.
So Netflix is dancing on Blockbuster Video's grave by coming out with a comedy series. Yeah, you're the reason why they don't exist anymore.
Right. That's a good point.
And there is one Blockbuster left, and that's where it's going to be held at in Real Life Bend, Oregon.
Oh, my God.
It's called Real Life Bend. That's the name of the town. And that's where the last Blockbuster is located. And that's where they're shooting the show.
Oh, it's so mean.
Who goes to the last Blockbuster?
I'm sure there's people out there that still have a VCR or a DVD player because did they do DVDs too there or just?
Yeah, they had DVD.
Well, there you go. Yeah. So somebody's got a DVD player out there.
See, I miss walking around Blockbuster on Friday night looking for a movie, running into the Blockbuster to see if that new movie was there or it was all gone, and then walking around like a zombie looking at all the movies. You don't have that anymore.
They had a wall full of it. Whatever the new movie was that came out, it was a wall full of it.
And I'm going to let you know, you had to watch the whole thing. Because now you'll last 4 seconds into a movie and say, nope, not going to watch it. But if you paid $4 for that movie, you're going to watch the whole thing.
Right. That's true.
So that's why we got through a lot of horrible movies, because we paid for them. But now nobody watches a horrible movie more than 5 minutes.
We hated it 10 minutes in, but we kept going to get our money's worth.
Yeah, there's no way I'm going to rewind this movie 5 minutes into it. Oh, no. I'm gonna watch it, and then I'm going to wake up early tomorrow to finish it before I rewind it and take it back.
It's why Pauly Shore had a career.
Yeah, tell me, in the Army now, you want to watch that.
No, of course. That's what I'm saying. Like, there's no way. Right. We are responsible for Walk Like a Man. That's our fault.
Or The Animal. Remember that horrible movie? There was so many of those movies that we went,
right.
Oh, God, a European gigolo. Fine, I paid for it. I'm going to watch it.
Yep. If it was terrible and it was available at Blockbuster in the 90s, we made it happen.
And the cover looked cool. If the cover looked good, we're going to watch it.